My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sean, Twitch chat says no one jams out to Hootie but you.
Just I mean, to be Curtis clear. Was jamming out just as hard
I
as
mean,
I was.
I mean, in Jim Dover, you're raised on Hootie.
Arguably the best show I saw this summer, and I've seen a lot of them.
Arguably, Darius Rucker?
Yes, Darius Rucker. I mean, Zach Bryan was, eh. I mean... I'm sorry. I just
don't tell Larry Chicken Fried.
But I would say, Shime, you would probably pick Def Leppard.
I don't know. I really enjoyed Noah Kahan.
Noah Kahan was excellent, too.
That was probably my favorite.
Yes. Well, speaking of Hawaii, as Courtney was during trending, back tomorrow on this show and for the entirety of the NFL season, it is our guy, Jelani Tavai. So I think 9:30 after tonight's game, we will speak with Jelani Tavai tomorrow. And we will be at Gillette on Monday for the first Mayo Monday of this season with Gerard Mayo.
I cannot wait.
Oh, yeah. A lot to talk to him about. And yeah. He's a very open and communicative guy, and so I'm looking forward to Wiggy pressing him on his decision with regard to the starting quarterback week one for the New England Patriots.
Yep.
I can't wait.
I will ask.
Your first question, Wiggy, should be, how dare you?
Well, I won't say it like that.
We know.
I mean, you know, what's the saying? You get more bees with honey.
Yes,
that's right.
Exactly.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You're not. My mother said, beating your head against a brick wall gets you nowhere. I'll say, hey, question about Drake May. Why isn't he the number one guy when you invested a third round pick in him?
I think it's a great question.
I appreciate
that question. Well. Get his thoughts on Matthew Judon and everything else heading into this NFL season. So that is Monday on this show. You asked Craig Breslow the Cassis question, Curtis. Was that answer satisfying to you? I mean, I feel like he has spent more time rehabbing than you have.
Jeez.
But I say...
And his dad didn't have to pay for it.
My God.
617 texter, when you asked that question on the Subaru of New England text line,
a texter
said that the reason he's not back is because he's a weirdo. I don't think that's fair, but I wonder.
He is a weirdo. I mean, I'm a weirdo. I mean, I love weirdos.
Yeah, but people are just like, he paints his nails. He has to be a weirdo.
Like, well, he does a lot of like meditation.
So and, what?
Some people find that whole kind of Zen.
He invited the Globe photographer into his house to tell him every meal he eats vegan. He loves telling people how different he is. It's part of his charm.
Yeah, I always look at a guy who paints his nails as like, that's weird.
Oh, my gosh.
It is.
I mean, so wait, Caleb Williams is weird, too?
Yes.
You do weird things as well.
I don't paint my nails.
Oh, okay.
What do I do that's weird?
You spend 4 hours sitting on a bidet.
Not 4 hours.
Or a hot tub jet.
More like an hour. Yeah, because your legs go numb, forget about it.
Oh, my gosh.
Nothing wrong with that, though.
No, I don't know.
I wonder if it's less of being a weirdo and more of a, I'm not coming back as quickly as you might want because I don't have my new deal yet.
Mm. Yeah.
You think so?
Like a silent hold-in kind of scenario there with
quiet
Tristan Cassis.
Yeah, but as the
I said that, Bradfo and I, who could have missed it, had a debate on the award-winning Ken and Curtis show, which Ken actually showed up for. And it's clear to me he had a negotiation, just like Brian Baio did.
Didn't go the way he wanted it to go.
Didn't go the way he wanted it to go. He's getting closer to free agency. He knows that if he comes back and isn't 100%, those numbers will be used against him in a further negotiation. And all he needs to do is get to free agency, so at the end of next season, he becomes arbitration eligible. So that's, I mean, I didn't even think it was a hot take. Bradfield acted like I stole his car.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's clear that he's perfectly healthy. He's lying to the Woo Sox sideline reporter, saying he feels like he's getting stabbed every time he swings, hours after telling Bradfo and Cotillo that he was perfectly healthy.
Yeah, I mean, we talked to him in Fort Myers.
Right. It was a long time ago.
Spring training time, and he wanted a new deal.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't get what he wanted, and I don't know if he's going to get it from this Red Sox organization or not. I mean, I don't, you know.
Is the team saying he's healthy? Because I haven't
heard. Yes.
So the team has said.
Alex Cora has said several times.
He's healthy, ready to go.
Yes.
Okay.
He said that Friday night, and he repeated it, I think, the other day when he said he's not going to join the team in Baltimore.
Okay. So when Alex says he's ready to go, he's healthy, and then the follow-up question is, well, why isn't he up here with you guys? What's the response?
It is that he's getting his timing right. I'll get the exact. I'll get the exact quote.
Because if the team's saying he's ready to go, then that's a major issue.
Here's the quote. Right now, it's up to him. It's up to him. He's healthy. Like I said, he's been taking grounders for a long time. I think the baseball part of it, the physical part of it, he's ready to go.
Yep.
Now the timing of it, he will let us know. Huh? I mean, that's as baseball, that's as aggressive a quote as you'll get from a manager on a player's inability to return.
Oof, that's not a good look.
No. That was 6 days ago. That was Friday last week.
That is not
originally he was going to be back the week of the 4th of July.
Made a turn. Remember, we were arguing about and the reason there were conflicting quotes is because Costas is saying conflicting things.
He's pulling a Jude on.
Right.
That is not a good look.
And how do you think the Sox players that are on the roster feel? Like guys like Pivetta and Breslow, how do you think they feel about this?
The players or
management, players, everybody.
Players, I don't think it's really an issue to players. Like, players never get into another player's kind of contract negotiation, or when a guy wants more money, it feels like he's on the players underpaid. Players kind of don't.
They mind their own business.
Yeah, they mind their own business. They don't be like, man, get back out here. We need you to play. They understand that.
But he's not doing it Judon style, where he is berating his head coach in front of everybody else.
Yeah, so you always say it, but I think it's a little bit of a stretch to say berating. Yeah.
What did he do?
I mean, it was an animated conversation. Like, you know, he talks with his hands. Yeah, but I talk with my hands. Don't mean I'm berating you. Just I'm passionate about what I'm saying.
You know, I understand. But I think that may have been the beginning of the end for Matthew Judon.
Well, the beginning of the end was when they didn't
Maybe, no. I mean, when it comes to the team, the way they looked at it, maybe it was when he was... when he stood there and said, go ask Elliot Wolf. Go complain to Elliot Wolf about my contract situation. Fans.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think you were right about this, Greg, more than I was. I feel like Judon didn't do anything in terms of winning here. and he constantly demanded to be paid at the top of his game, despite the fact that he wasn't available in most games.
Yep.
And I love this move. I just wish they would have done it before the draft, so they could have gotten a third round pick that helped this team protect Drake May.
Well, I get both guys, like, you know, either look you might say is no good, but I get both guys, like, you know, Cassius is like, well, guess what? I can't play. Oh, I'm hurt. And everybody's like, well, we know you're not hurt. You know, at least that's what, you know, the manager's saying. So I guess.
But Wiggy, just like with Verdugo, right? Remember when mm-hmm. Cora made an issue of how late he was?
Mm-hmm.
We all said it's got to be a real problem
right.
for Cora to publicly discuss how late Verdugo has been arriving at Fenway Park.
Right.
For Cora to say the quote I just read
yeah.
publicly. Mm-hmm. That he's healthy, and then he repeats it immediately. He's healthy. He's ready to go. It's all about his timing now. That is there is no more strong language that Cora could use to chastise him publicly.
Yeah, no, that is like a bad look, because maybe fans will be like, well, if he's healthy and he's milking this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This injury because he's upset about the deal he didn't get, then, you know, fans are going to be like, oh, what's more important to him? Him helping the team or him getting his money? But I understand.
Right now it's up to him. Yeah. He's healthy. Jeez.
That's not a good look.
Courtney, text for you.
Yes.
Before the end of today's show, I would like to clarify something.
Oh, God.
Courtney runs her entire life based off what she sees on TikTok, but dudes playing fantasy football is an issue?
Yeah, you're gonna
make this
one down.
Why do people get so butthurt? It's like, people come at me.
You're coming at a part of me.
You criticize a lot of guys.
People come at me, criticize me every single day if I even mention Taylor Swift's name or anything about TikTok or anything about social media. So I get criticized every day about how I live my life, and I have an opinion about how Shime lives his. Like, what am I missing here?
I've never had an opinion on your love for Taylor Swift.
No, but you've had opinions on my life, and that's fine.
You basically said fantasy football guys are losers.
No, I didn't.
They're like short people.
I said that it becomes a hard-o move, and guys spend all this time. They do it just to be able to talk about it.
That's
like
why Shime does it.
Yes, and so I think at certain points, Shime said it himself.
So he wants to be able to flex his fantasy football prowess in front of other guys.
Yes. And to be like, you picked that person? What a dumb pick. Like, and I think the more time you spend prepping for your fantasy football draft, the worse your team is. Sorry.
And you did say you don't understand guys and why they do it.
I do understand. I did it.
I've
done
it. You made
it
seem like they were losers. I'm no fantasy guy. I'm just being objective.
I didn't. You're putting words in my mouth.
Shime?
I've done it before. I think that the group messages about it, it gets monotonous. And
I disagree.
There's enough stress in the world. Do I really want to worry about a team that is not my team? constantly.
If it can win you money, yeah.
Oh my God, it always goes back to the money.
It pains me to do this, especially because I'm being called a liberal on the text line, but Courtney's 1,000% right.
Thank you.
Like, I view the fantasy league I'm in like I'm an indentured servant. I hate that I'm in it. I hate that I do it for you. I had Shime do it for me, and I'm not doing it again because that was rude. And so
I have, and
it's this text thread with these people, and they're just so annoying. I don't care about your day or your golf.
But see, Curtis, you missed the conversation that we had.
I'm sorry.
The other part of the conversation where she criticized fantasy players and said, what, they got no time. And then we talked about how somebody writes 12,000 words about Game of Thrones under the moniker White Raven.
That's right. Not a lot of diversity.
It's unbelievable that you can remember that, but you mispronounce Santo's name sometimes.
Get it right. It's the White Raven.
Yeah.
Get it right.
And Santo doesn't complain and say that he has no time.
Sandro, I'm going to have to talk to him.
But here's what I would tell you is different about that.
Excuse me. That is a well-read weekly series on Game of Thrones. Please leave me alone.
Yeah.
Santo, if I could defend you, when you write a newsletter, it's sent to people interested about the topic.
Correct.
You are not involuntarily bringing up information about a team nobody gives a damn about.
You shouldn't be involuntarily in a fantasy league. You can just leave and
not participate. People talk about their fantasy league. Santo doesn't go sit down and start lecturing people about White Ravens or whatever it is.
And Curtis, this all started because Shime retweeted something saying men act like they have no more time on their hands because it's all work and fantasy football. And Shime said, yeah, I don't have any more time.
It's
and I said,
24/7 responsibility, both of them.
Yeah, it's not.
How do you expect me to live?
So Santo does not say I don't have time for anything else because I'm writing the White Raven.
And the only time I ever won my fantasy league is when it auto draft. So Courtney is exactly right.
Yeah.
I could not agree more.
Everyone says I'm sensitive. Jeez, the text line and Twitch I was told I have daddy issues.
Daddy issues?
Yeah.
How does that bring up daddy issues?
I don't know.
I think that person's projecting.
Yeah, I said that's exactly what I said.
Fantasy football was originally a way for the nerds who loved football to be nerdy about football. And then it got out of hand with some people, but I still absolutely love it to the utmost.
Mm. By the way, this week's newsletter, House of Dragons, best prequel ever.
Strong disagree.
We got to take a break. We will be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.